Hi, this is Iona, and you're listening to Love Notes. So today we're talking about why 30-something single men can't commit. This is a problem that I run into when I chat to a lot of single women in their 30s who are so frustrated by the fact that the men they meet just aren't ready to get married or settle down. And you would think by the time you hit your 30s, everyone else is pairing off. All your friends are getting married and having babies. So you would expect that, you know, men in that age bracket would want to move into the next stage of their lives like all their friends. But this is often not the case. And today I'm going to talk about the four things that kind of explain why these men in their 30s aren't ready to commit. So here we go. Number one reason is men think about their happily ever after too. And what I mean is all of us grow up with a different idea of what a relationship should look like. And this is modeled by, you know, what we see from our parents growing up. Maybe it's friends. Maybe it's even the media, what we see on social media, which is, by the way, is not real. And men have these expectations as well. So when they meet a woman and the relationship is not what they expect in their head, automatically they think, oh, something's wrong. This is not the perfect relationship that I was seeking. A perfect example could be, let's just say a guy has this idea that a perfect relationship does not have any arguments, which is a crazy idea, by the way. But anyway, so his idea of a relationship is one that's peaceful all the time, and that's one where no one has conflict. There's no conflict. No one ever starts an argument. And that's just really unrealistic. And if he meets a woman who, you know, ticks all the boxes, has chemistry, shared values, and they have one argument, all of a sudden he'll get scared thinking, wait a minute, this is not exactly what I'm after. So the one way to get around this is to understand what those expectations are in the beginning. So, you know, you can ask what his idea, what he's looking for, his idea of the perfect relationship, just so that you understand where he's coming from and what would make him feel more comfortable in taking the next step with you. It also helps to iron out, you know, any false expectations and, you know, what you can bring and not bring into the relationship. And I say that these chats, really, you should be having date one to date five. And you shouldn't waste any more time than that. A lot of the times I see women who get into these mini relationships and date a guy for 3 to 6 months exclusively, only to find out 6 months later that he was just dating for fun. So yeah, I mentioned this in my Goodbye Casual Dating course, where I help women basically stop wasting their time with the wrong guys. The second reason why men in the 30-somethings can't commit is that they have time on their side. So their friends may all be settling down, but they're not really in a rush. I mean, you know, you've got some men who don't want to be known as like a quote-unquote old dad, but most of them actually don't mind settling down in their 40s and even 50s. You know, in their 30s, they're careers are just taking off, they're finally making good money, and with all the status it comes confidence, and with confidence comes you know, it's easier to attract women. So, you know, they take a little longer, they have time on their side to really date around. And this is a real fact. They don't have the same pressures a woman does to settle down in their 30s. And, you know, when asked why they waited so long to find someone to settle down, the most common thing men tell me is that they can always date younger. And if your date is ready for marriage and kids, you can always ask him what his 5-year plan is. You know, the ones who are ready for a commitment will give you a picture of what life is like 5 years later, and always have kids and his wife in it. Versus, you know, if he tells you, oh, in 5 years, I want to be surfing and being healthy and fit and just having fun, then you know you're probably not going in the same direction. So again, these questions should be asked in the very beginning of the relationship, so you just aren't wasting your time. This is especially if you want to settle down, get married, have kids. Now, number third reason why men don't want to commit in the 30s is he doesn't have his shit together. And it's really important for a man to feel like he's got all his ducks in a row because men are, naturally are providers. They want to provide a home and just security for his family and for his partner. And he won't feel like he's ready until he has his finances, career in a steady place, which is why, like in your 30s, so many men just chase careers while they're climbing up the corporate ladder or, you know, working on their own business. Like they feel like this is the time for them to really go hard, and then everything else can wait later. And, you know, biologically speaking, everything can wait till later because they don't have to carry a baby for 9 months and they don't have to worry about eggs not being there in their 40s. You know, their wish list could mean owning a home, getting a promotion, earning a specific amount of money. And until he's achieved this, his idea of success, he won't, it will be really hard for him to entertain the idea of sharing a life with someone. So if you want to know if a guy is ready for commitment, you can always ask him, you know, where he is in his life and whether or not he wants to, what he wants to achieve. And if he says something like, oh, I've got so much to do still, I haven't paid off this house, I'm so stressed about all these other things, it could mean that his focus and his goals are elsewhere, and it's not related to family and kids, and maybe that this is not the time for him to be ready for a commitment. And at this stage, a lot of women either think in their head, right, this is a guy who has potential. I will just wait for him to be ready for a commitment. Or they can say goodbye and go and find someone who is ready to take the next step with someone who's looking for someone just like them, who's waiting for to meet a life partner that they can, you know, settle down and have kids with. The fourth reason is it's a very honest one, and it's you aren't the right woman for him. A lot of the times, men, especially in their 30s, fear that when they're dating other 30-somethings, that the women are just dating him because they want to settle down. I mean, and that any guy will do. This is a very common thing I hear from single guys who talk about these women who are so desperate to settle down that they will, you know, just pick anyone. And no guy wants to be that someone who just happened to be there at the right time, at the right place. So they worry that the women that they're dating aren't in the relationship for the right reason. And yeah, this is a very common fear that men have, that they're not being liked for who they are. So one way to get around this is actually think about if you like a person because you like the idea of settling down with him, or because you actually feel like you guys have shared values. So, for example, the other day, somebody came to me and said, "Oh, I found the guy for me, Iona. I found him." And when I asked her to tell me about it, she said, "Well, he's looking to get married too." And my first instinct was, okay, that's a terrible reason to pick someone as a potential mate. I mean, that's a big thing, but when you get married, there's nothing that thing that attracted you to him is going to be gone once you get married. And so when you pick someone, you really want to be looking at the long-term traits that you need to be happy in a relationship. So I ask a lot of clients I work with to write a list of all the things that they're looking for a man, not just physical attributes, not just how much money they make, but how they treat people in relationships, how he makes, you know, them feel when they're together, and common values and goals. And then I ask them to tick off what's important, what are some non-negotiables, so that when you are looking at a potential guy to date long term, that you're thinking just beyond, you know, oh, he's marriage material, or he's ready for the picking. And that's not the kind of attitude you want to go into. For a lot of guys, they pick this up and they tell me that these women who are just in it for a husband, they like really throw off the desperate vibes. And no matter how much you try to guard it, if that's the place you're coming from in your head, it always manifests in some way or another, whether it's through body language or what you say, how you come off, tone. So a lot of things like this can actually turn men off. And so these are the four reasons why, you know, it's difficult for men in their 30s to commit, but there's so many reasons why, like there's a different time and place. It depends on two different people. It depends on their attachment styles. I can go more into this in another podcast. In the meanwhile, I hope you enjoyed this. If you are looking for more content on dating and relationship advice, you can check out my blog at 30everafter.com. That's 30everafter.com. And if you have any questions at all for me to address in the upcoming podcasts, you can always email me at Iona, I-O-N-A, at 30everafter.com. That's I-O-N-A at 30everafter.com. Yeah, and I hope to hear from you. Well, till the next time, thanks for listening. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.